October of Friday the 19th of August, Rabbi Shraga Kallas, Ten Commandments.
This week's parsha, we get a chazara, of the Aseret HaDibros. The Rambam is very makbid that people shouldn't stand specifically during the Aseret HaDibros to show that Kilu, this is the most important chelik of the Torah, and as if to say that this is the Torah and nothing else is the Torah. But it's yadua that the minig of Al Yisrael is really not like that. The minig is that the belt stands, the Rambam stands, try to stand at the beginning of the Aliyah to show that we're standing and we're not standing specifically for this. But Nachalts, even after all of the Rambam's objection, it seems to be that there's obviously something very miyuchad about the Aseret HaDibros, and of course the Rambam understood the chshivas of the Aseret HaDibros, but in Klal Yisrael, when a person wants to have a certain, I guess, the shpitz, the ultimate, he looks at the Aseret HaDibros, Bein Bin Yonei, Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, Bein Bin Yonei, Bein Adam L'Mokin. So let's take a little bit, some time out, and make them a bit practical, a bit more practical. The first of the Dibros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, something that we have to mechazik ourselves in twice a day. We have to remember it, and we have to say it. But it's interesting, the Smag. Smag in his Sefer Mitzvahs, in the first mitzvah, writes, what's the mitzvah of remembering that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim? There's a whole different view on what's the mitzvah. He says, "Kishem shechayev l'ham," and just like a person is mechuyev to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, he's mechuyev to believe he will take us out again, and that he'll bring the Mashiach. In other words, if you ask the Smag, where's the makor in the Torah for belief in Emunah and Mashiach? There's no psukim in the Torah. The Rambam, at the end of Yad Chazaka, the Rambam scrambles to try and find that remez in the Torah. He brings a raya from the fact that it says that Moshe Rabbeinu, not in this week's parsha, but later on when it talks about three other Ari Miklat that will be separated, in addition to the six Ari Miklat that we have, eventually there'll be others. So the Rambam asks, when are those Ari Miklat going to be separated? We don't find in the Torah, and we don't find in the Navi, and nothing in the Torah is for waste. There's no extra drop of ink in the Torah. So it must be that the Mashiach will come. That's how the Rambam brings the Raya. That's the Makor for Mashiach in the Torah. He says that Navi, in countless places, discusses the coming of the Mashiach. That the whole Navi is about that. But the Sefer Mitzvahs, in the first mitzvah, he writes, where does it say it? It's in the first Dibra of the Aseret HaDibros. Kishem, just like you're mechuyev to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, you're mechuyev to believe that he'll take us out again, that it'll be redemption, an ultimate redemption. Now, where do you see such a thing? So he goes on, explains, it's not nitachin that the Ribbono Shel Olam created a world for the matzav and the tzura of what we live in. Right, a world that, especially in light in our days, with a world that's rampant with Ritzicha and Reutzchen, that's overtaking Kimat the whole entire world. Is it Yitachin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world for such people? So the Rav Elchanan in his beginning, I think, of Kovitz Mamarim, they asked Rav Elchanan, it's hard, we're Meyuyish after such a long time, when the Mashiach hasn't come. So they asked him how to, so Rav Elchanan said he doesn't have a shver, it's not difficult for him. With this smag, kishem shechayev l'hamin, do you think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the only tachlis and why he created the whole entire world was that there should be Ratzon Hashem and Yedias HaBayrei, in an entire world that is so misnaged to anything that has to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, any havamina, any belief, the kayach, the stronghold kivyachal of evil, and how much of a strength they have in the world that we live in today, we understand this much better than Rav Elchanan. So kishem that yechayev to be mamin, that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, so then you realize that was just a dogma of me'ein that'll do it again. That's the first Dibra, a belief in Mashiach. A little bit today, a different angle on the Aseret HaDibros. The Avodah Zarah is very difficult to make practical. Very difficult in our world. We don't have Avodah Zarah. It's misbattled the gates of Avodah Zarah. And not to make pestle and this. Very difficult. I just tell you, interesting, if you look through the Rambams, a few of the Rambams, it's also, Rambam has Arichas and Avodah Zarah. Sifim Achar Sifim. And I have over here on the table, I have Nesil Sesharim, and I have some Musa Svarim. It's a matter of Musa Drasha today. But just to somehow make it somewhat practical, Avodah Zarah, what's the by us it's so hard and so rachik to understand this, what's the yetzer for Avodah Zarah and what's bechlal the Indian of Avodah Zarah? In my simple mind, what we see from Rambams, it seems to sound like Avodah Zarah was the ability to have control in your hand. Control in your hand. Don't make another god and take a god and walk around with you and you decide, you know, I want this today, so that's what God will, you know, I'll make a God like this. It's some type of a control that I'm in control of God. That's if you look through the Rambams, you'll see this in countless places. So not such a simple thing, but that's the idea. I'm controlling. What's the problem with that? Of course, that's the problem with that. The Ribbono Shel Olam is in control, and etc. But it's much worse. It's much worse. When a person is in control of the world, his world, he is the whole entire world, he's a self-absorbed person. A self-absorbed person can't have a relationship with anybody, certainly not with the Kaddish Baruch. That's the La'iyah L'chazan. What's the Nafkamina? So again, you know, it's not a Moser Shmuz. It's not a Moser Shmuz. But just, you know, if somebody would ask me what's the biggest problem, everyone knows here, I'm in Chinuch, and I have different yeshivas, I give yeshivim, and I have koilim. What's the biggest problem with phones today, and smartphones, and all of these in Yonim? Averis. If anybody has to do is Averis, that's their problem. That's Kilu. That they know already. There's a different problem. The problem is that when a person is attached to the phone, it's Kipshuta Layil Chazar, El Kimacherim. Because everything that the person does, right, he decides. I'll give you an example. A normal person has a conversation with somebody else. There's a dialogue. I speak to you, you speak to me. There's a conversation. We speak to each other. A person is the communication, for example, of text is something that should be used for one thing. Communication of text is plumber is coming at 3 o'clock. Data, information. Right. But regular, the communication is through textual communication, right? So, for example, I get into a fight with my wife. Me and my wife don't fight if she knows what's good for her. But if I get into a fight with my wife, so this is what I write. I say to her, I'm upset with you. 30 years ago, you got into a fight with your wife. As you walked out of the house, he said, you know, I'm upset with you. Right? Okay. And later on, she calls you, he says, you know, I'm upset with you, and that's that. Okay. And life goes on. Now, you text her, I'm upset with you. I'm upset. So, you meant, I'm upset with you. She takes it in. How does she take it in? Well, it depends what kind of a date she has. So she reads it again. I'm upset with you. Right? She reads it again. I'm upset with you. Right? She reads it again. I'm upset. I hate you. Right? It's all kafi how the person absorbs it. She sends you back a text, and she's really angry now. I'm very upset with you. So he's in the middle of something. I'm very upset with you. Say to her, it's okay, it's fine. Right? There's no communication, you know. Everyone knows here Stalin. Stalin, you all heard of, I think. Stalin was a terrible Russia. So Stalin had, sometimes it was a friend, sometimes his enemy, a fellow named Trotsky. Right? He was a Windsor, unfortunately. So one time Trotsky and Stalin got into a fight. So Trotsky sent Stalin a letter. In that letter, Trotsky writes to Stalin like this. He writes, I'm wrong, you're right, I should apologize, Trotsky. I'm wrong, you're right, I should apologize, Trotsky. There was somebody there, a tremendous anti-Semite who was staying by Stalin, and Stalin said to him, you see, the Jew apologized. I'm wrong, you're right, I should apologize, Trotsky. He said, your highness, your Russia, I don't know how they called him, said, let me read it, allow me to read it. He said, I'm wrong? You're right. I should apologize, Trotsky. It's a whole different niggin. No, it's different. It depends where you put the. It's a whole different niggin. It's the same thing. So you become when the information, when your world of information, when your entire world becomes a world of communication, that type of a form. It's not a normal form, right? It's a self-absorbed form. Now I want a person. He's looking. He's having a conversation. He's what's happening. This one and that one. He's having a conversation. He doesn't like this conversation. He stops in the middle. He goes to the next thing. It's a self-absorbed world, right? He's looking at this. He doesn't like this. Now he goes to the next thing. He wants this. He wants this. He goes to the next thing. He goes to the next thing. His entire world becomes self-absorbed. The entire world of the self-absorbed. Again, I'm not coming to say Moser. Think about it. It could be that's a key and borer of the second of the Dibras. Avodah Zarah means I'm in control of everything that goes on in the world. I don't like this now. Next conversation. I don't like what I'm watching. Now I go to the next thing. It's all self-absorbed. Self-absorbed people can't have relationships with each other. That's for sure now. And they also can't have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll tell you one last story. Somebody a few months ago told me a story. One of my Talmidim, went away north for Shabbat. First, he didn't go away north, he went away north for Friday, and he was supposed to eat by somebody on Friday night. He was supposed to eat by him on Friday night. The person comes to me after Shabbos, he says to me, "Kia, I want you to see this. This is one of your Talmidim." I tell him, "No, Sochayim, they're better Gershon." He says, "No, it's Tayalis, I want you to see this." He didn't call up. In the olden days, if you wanted to cancel somebody, you had to either look him straight in the face and say to him, "I'm canceling you." It's not so easy to look you straight. You're a human being. I have to see your reaction back. Right? If I was a little bit more, less brave, I would call you on the phone. But I have to hear, "What? You're canceling me. It's right before Shabbos. I made the food. What? You're canceling me?" It's a little bit more difficult. Now, I'm able in my self-absorbed world to cowardly stand behind the phone, not to see your face, and just text, "Sorry, can't come." And I can cancel you 5 minutes before Shabbos. And then, by the time Shabbos ends, so then, it's a little bit more, people cool down afterward. So when you live in a self-absorbed world of lawyer, that's okay. So think about it, what to do with your own lives. I just come to, hang out with you guys and cause a little trouble. The third is very interesting. The third Dibra is Shem Hashem Lesisa, Shem Hashem Lashav. What's a good key of this to wasting Hashem's name? Something that, look, I don't know if it's known or not so known, but you see that people are over on this. The Mishabura in two different places, the Paskins like what I'm about to say, the Marival Paskins like this, the Charedim Paskins like this, the Chasam Sofer Paskins like this, the Nesivis Paskins like this, the Gris Moshe Paskins like this, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Paskins like this, and when I asked Rav Eliashiv, he Paskins like this, it's the Balatanya Paskins like this. I think you're getting the point that this is definitely the overwhelming Psak of the Paiskim, the Goinim, the Svarim that just came out, not now, in the last 20 years, of the recent manuscripts that they found in the Goinim, and came out in every one of the Goinim, in about 23 or 24, I can't remember how many I saw, they all Paskin like this. That Lesisa Shem Hashem Lashav is saying Hashem's name, not only in Lashon HaKodesh, but even saying the vernacular of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in English, for example, G-D, which, with the name, right, saying his name. So, for example, if you say, "Thank God for such and such," you're giving toida and praise. So that's not saying his name in vain. That's saying his name for a wonderful purpose. You're saying it to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a wonderful thing. And even the Ashkenazim, they're makbid a little bit on that too, because they're a little bit nervous to say Shem Hashem Bechlal. Svardim are a little bit more. They say Toda Lakel, and they say Bedavk. Okay, but that's... But the Stam, and Amol, you have somebody without any seichel, and he says, "Oh my... G-D. Oh my G-D. I don't want to say it, right? But, so you think, okay, no. So if he would say, "Oh my gosh," right? Gosh is exactly what he's trying to say. I'm not saying the Shem Hashem. That's wonderful. Let him say, "Oh my gosh, I'm zogging gosh, 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 I'll zog." Right? I can say it all day long. But if he says, "Oh my G-D," so then, according to all of these Paiskim and the Mishabura included, he is over on the Issa Deraisa of the third commandment of Lesisa Shem Hashem Lashof. Mishabura says over here, sorry?
Not gosh.
If he says, "Oh my G-D," if he says that, in such another, and people ask me all the time, no, he means "Oh my," I don't know, all the lumdas they say are boysai, but stay far away from the person, because the Gemara Nedarim says that where the Shem Hashem is motzi in vain, so anias is found over there. So then poverty is found by such a person, so stay away from such a person. The Shulchan Aruch says in Pei Hei Sif Yod, Mishabur brings down over here, he brings that. Aser lemar shem Hashem afilu belaz kegoyim got. That's his example. Beloshin Ashkenaz, oy, buga, beloshin Polish. I don't know what this is. Verusia, you can't even say it in a different language. I'm sure it's a bit of a mitzvah of arsing, what you see that goes on, that people say it. And a child that grows up like this becomes an adult that does this. It's one of those habits. It's like biting nails. You can't get out of it. It's definitely something you have to be mechanic children at a young age. Shabbos. Let's talk about Shabbos. Rabbi Yisai, Shabbos is, the rest of the week we make a living. And the Shabbos we live. And so I can't go through all tomorrow. I'm glad I'm talking about all types of interesting kulas and chumras that are not such known in Hilchos Shabbos, things that people do know, people don't know. And Mitzvah Hashem I'll talk about tomorrow. So I mentioned one thing that I'm going to talk about tomorrow in this year is Hilchos Shabbos is a changing, art, Rabbi Yisai. You can't remain with your primitive musagim of what you had, Shabbos in the olden days, everyone knows, for example, there was a shaila of opening up a fridge. And you look in the shailas and in the Tshuva Svarim for the last 30, 40 years, with Moshe, Shlom Zalman, they discuss it, you're allowed to open a fridge, the motor goes on later, and it's going to go on, not as a result of you, no. And a person, he remains with that simpleton, primitive mindset that everyone knows the shaila of opening the fridge, and Rav Moshe was a bit more machmor. Rav Shlomo Zalman was meikel, and the minhag olam is certainly like with Rav Shlomo Zalman for the last 30 or 40 years that you're able to open up a fridge on Shabbos. And a person can remain like that. My Zayda opened up a fridge, and my Dalta Zayda opened up a fridge. Avraham Avinu what took up a fridge. You know, we're talking about Naya Chumras, don't come with your new Chumras of opening fridges and stuff. I'm just going to tell you one thing, and Mr. Shem, maybe tomorrow I'll talk a little bit more about it, but unfortunately here I have to be Mayrach on other Inyanim. Anyone who buys a fridge in the last 5 years and thinks it's the same Shiloh as the fridges from 15 years ago and from 20 years ago, and he thinks, yeah, you know, if I open the fridge, I just know I have to take out the light and whatever. So how can I say this in a mushal form? It's like saying, yeah, there's no difference between the phone that I have now and the phone from 14 years ago and 25 years ago. There's no difference. A phone is a phone, right? Now your phone can drive, your phone can fly, your phone shaves, your phone does a lot. Your phone is not the same phone. That you all understand. Everybody here understands that the phone is just another phone. So the fridge is not the same fridge. And this is a dover which is borer 100%. Anyone who says not like this doesn't know the first thing about a fridge. And you have a shaila about a fridge, if it works, in what way? So then don't ask your local Orthodox rabbi. I mean, ask him. I'm sure ask him. But ask your local technician. Right? Find out the difference between how a fridge works, and it's no shaychis one to the other. And there's no shaila in the world. And I'm telling you this with all the emphasis that it sounds like, because I've gone into this parsha in every single country that has Haimish Yidin, and every single country that had these new fridges, these digital fridges, has within it 30 or 40, that's the least amount, of potential chulilei Shabbos every time you open the door. 30 or 40. It's an unbelievable system what they have. You open the door, the second you open the door, it starts counting. That second, how many seconds am I open for? That second, that's not a grumma, that's not a this, that has nothing to do with the shilas that, about this tikkunim. This is what you can do, and this is what to take care of. And there are people, good to eat, and that know how to take care of it, etc., etc. I'm not getting involved. Somebody asked me yesterday, called me in from Eretz Yisrael. He said to me, they want 500 shekel that they should put on this system into the fridge. All right, 500 shekel. I told him, no, it's expensive. If you full cost the fridge, right? How much does the fridge cost? So he says 5,000 shekel. 5,000 shekel. I said, it's interesting. Okay, so look, I go, you have a choice. Here you have, for 5,000 shekel, you have a fridge that you can use for 6 out of 7 days a week, right? This guy's, so how much is that? 6 out of 7, so that means each day was about 900 shekel. I look at this guy, such a good kid. He wants to give you a fridge, 500 shekel for Shabbos. The other days of the week, it costs you 900 shekel to be able to every day. This year, he tells you for 500 shekel. Okay, I know the math isn't so good, but he's not so smart. The math, I'm trying to finish. I'm not saying, I didn't say anything now. If anybody asked, what did he say today? He didn't say anything. He just told you that you have to, just like you understand, that you can't turn a light on Shabbos. You have to find out if this is called turning on a light on Shabbos. Is this called counting? There's no shaila, there's a shaila. Anyone who says there's no shaila, I'm being emphatic because somebody, I'm not saying in which country, but somebody gave a shia somewhere and he got up and he said, the fridge is the Zalba Shaila, same exact shaila. That person, Rabbi Yisai, you can ask him maybe directions, how to get down the block, and you can ask him this and that. Don't ask him to come to fix your fridge because he doesn't know the first thing about fridges. And this is not a shaila in Allah, it's a poshut shaila in Mitzias. Anybody who says not like this does not know what's going on. Are there fridges that might not have the problem? Halavai, you should prove me wrong, but you have to find out. That's for sure. Okay, let's go fight. Keep it avein. Keep avein. What can you talk about? Keep avein. We can talk about it all day long, especially because my children are here. Keep it avein. But I'll just tell you three interesting shaila. Interesting. I had all three of these shailas. Okay, so let's listen closely. I'll say very bekitzer. All three of these shailas. I had one yid, he came to me, told me like this. His father is a goy. His mother is a yid, and she married a guy. He's a Baal Tshuva. Father's a guy, right? His father, mamish, we can call him Chassidei Umas Ha'olam. Mamish, he's a yid. He's a yid, but it's a bizzle geld, right? He supports his son in Kailo. Give you that. You think I'm joking? He supports his son's a Rosh Kailo, and he supports the whole Kailo. Right? He supports all, you're all wondering who's the guy. Right? He supports the whole Kailo, okay? And a fine person. He has nachas. He has, I don't know what, Yiddish nachas. I don't call it. He has Yiddish nachas. The person told me, he asked me, this is a grace of Tom Tachim. He asked me, he said to me, no, if the Chinuch says the whole entire reason is a Karas HaTayif, he says, as I'm mensch, such a person, you're going to say there's no din of Kippur Avein? One Shaila. Second Shaila was a person came to me, okay, this Kasha I get sometimes more than others. Hey, my father, I'm quoting somebody else, my father, he's not a good for nothing, Halavaya good for nothing. Right? Is Halavaya good for nothing? Mamish, the guy wakes up at the Halavaya, wakes up, you know, 11:30, 12 o'clock, hey, strolls into the minyan, strolls in, yeah, nish, whatever, right? At the Shabbos table, you know, no shaykhis, nothing, you know, his mother speaks a take, she tries to help us the whole time. He's a good for nothing, right? That was the second person. Okay, you have to have a car to such a person. He never gave us a dime. We have to take care of him. Okay, that's the second person. The third person is a person who later was Mashal Klal Yisrael. Mashal Klal Yisrael, the son case says the father was Mashal Klal Yisrael and Treifus Fregnish. There was a terrible Maisa. And such a person, you know, you have to be Mechabit such a person. You have to be Mechabit such a person. So that's when you hear the parsha of Kibud Avayim. So now, you know what Allah is? The first guy? You're not mechayiv. You're mechayiv to be a mensch. A mensch, you always have to be. But you have no chayiv of kibud aveim. No chayiv of kibud aveim. V'chlal u'chlal. I karas atayiv. It's a time of the krah. The time of the krah means it's the time, the flavor on the krah. But it's not the loch of the maisa. You have no chayiv of kibud aveim. A mensch, you have to be at a saif. A mensch, you have to be at a saif. But kibud aveim, no chayiv. He's a guy. The second person, kibud aveim is a chayk also. So I'm trying to show you the chayk. The second person, chiyev gomer minat Torah kibud avayim. Good for nothing. Too bad. He walks into the room. You stand up kol koyma, and every single time you get a mitzvah. And the pasuk in this week's parsha says kasher tzivcha Hashem. Don't do it because the mefarshim explain. You know, Esav also calls his mother to say good Shabbos. They think it's a nice thing, right? No. We don't do it out the fine kite of it. We do it because kasher tziva Hashem. And think about it for 1 second, says the Aruch HaShulchan. And this week's parsha specifically is where it says it. Kasher tziva Hashem. So the second person, he's a good for nothing. Not you. Don't think about him like that. That's also a breach in kibud aveim. You're already over on kibud aveim if you call him a good for nothing. So you have to give him the greatest and utmost respect. The third person, he's a chiddush. He's a mumr ledaiti leteyovin. He wants geld. I'm not saying he's a sheni yid, you know. But he wants geld. On Skelti, it's called a mumer l'teyavin. Mumer l'teyavin is not a mumer l'hapis. He's just somebody who's trying to get money. He has a little bit of a warped idea how to do it. So such a person, kipshuta, there's a chiv of kibud aveim. Kipshuta, the kids have a weiter, regular chiv of kibud aveim. It's an interesting gedank of looking at the inyan. That's the first chiv. Lai sirtzach. What are you talking about? Lai sirtzach. We live in a world which is rampant in leider, rampant in ritzicha. A world that excuses rights chim. Right. By us, it's like Reitzlim, like this kilu, a whole world of them out there, and they're normal. They're part of civilization now, society. So, what can I mechazik you in Ritzicha? Baruch Hashem, in Bayunzer, we don't have that. So, we'll just read this Shtekul Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Tavchav, Sif Lamed Tes. And I told you, it's not a Moser Sefer, this is a Sefer Shulchan Aruch. Shemit Pi Avanu Chayim. This is a Shulchan Aruch writes like this. Anthal Pi, She Hamavayish Bidvarim is an Enoi Baratashluvim. He's not a Bar Tashlum person that embarrasses somebody else. Sometimes you make one face in public and you can embarrass somebody. Yeah. And so the Shulchan Aruch, after the Mefarshim call him, the Rishonim on the side over here, they say it's Kilu, Shoifech Domim, Ritzicha, we don't have real Ritzicha, right? We have much worse than Ritzicha. Because you kill a person, he's dead. It's gigantic. They say Kaddish for him and he's in the ground. But the person, you embarrass him, so that's for life. That's for life. That's Nitzchias. So here the Shulchan Aruch gives you a little chizik. And for Bishim Vayish Bidvarim, he doesn't have to pay, but it's an oven gadol who, Ve'ena Mechayrif U'megadif La'am, U'mevayishin Ela Shoyte Rosha Gasruach, L'dayti in all 1,705 Siman of Shulchan Aruch. He never talks like this. Okay? Never. He has other Lashayinas sometimes. But he never calls somebody, you're a fool. You're a fool. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk like that. He doesn't say, you know, if you do this affair, you're a fool. He writes, you're a fool, and a balgaiva, and kolomab ben bnei chavev adam kashim Yisrael, you have no chelik in the olam ha'emes. And he writes it, in the Sefer Shulchan Aruch. So I think that's genukshin, that's for that. That's loy tzirtzach. Loy sinof. Also, the kedosha, what are you going to talk to them? The kedosha, Eden that come at 8:30 in the morning to a shir, you can talk to them about loy sinof, niof. Listen to Mesias Hashem. Mesias Hashem has a parak here called the Bir HaNikias. The Goyim says there's not an extra word in Mesias Hashem, except in Nikias, because he had to be Meirich over here, because it's more of halacha. It's more halacha. So he had to, in order to explain it, he goes through all the halachas, have to be Naki from certain Averis. So there he writes like this. He coins a phrase, which I find very, it's a Shana phrase. In the 11th parak, excuse me. 11th parak, he writes like this. He writes, the Inyan, Znusa peh, v'znusa oizen, v'znusa diber, v'znusa shmir. Like sin of the, so he coins a phrase over here. There's a, we know there's a niyaf of a niyaf of a virus of like sin of, and then there's a new type of tinof. Like sin of your ear. Don't do znus with your ear. Don't do znus with your oizen, with your ear. Don't do znus with your einayim, with your eyes. Don't do znus with your peh, saying certain things. It's a fine kind. A certain, you know, it gives a person a different chizik. When it comes to these inyanim, people need chizik. You need chizik and what not to look at and what not to hear and what not to say. So it's a different one. When I saw some seals of Sharm for the first time, I had a different reishim on me. Till now, a person, he looked at where Jewish eyes shouldn't look, or he heard what Yiddish ears shouldn't hear, or he said what Yiddish is. Okay, so it's a favor. That's a, and that's like a different gedank. It's like sinaf of the ear. It's a different gedank. By me, it had a reishim. I don't know, maybe I'll have a reishim on you also. But it's a different gedank. Like sinaf. Now, Gezel, like Signaif, is the, I don't have a way of saying this more than it's the most deplorable thing that the Yid can become. How do I know that? The most deplorable, most abhorrible, dreadful thing that a Yid can become is a Ganif. There's nothing worse than a Ganif. Mm-hmm. How can I say such a thing? In the Medrash Tanchuma, it writes like this, Ein chachamer mikol isurim batoira, from this. There's no worse chamer aveira than Gezel. It's the most of it. He feeds his children stolen bread. Right? He's trying to make a panos. He's feeding his children. Nothing more deplorable. So I saw like this in the Karakemach. Mishechayte be'avon gezel. He's chayte in gezel. You know, I'm saying, shtiklach. I'm in the chapsach here. You know? Hoyris hu yusaydis ha-toyra. He destroys the foundations of Torah. Ve'ikah shorish amunah. Shekol mitzvah Torah tuliyimba. He destroys and uproots shorashim of amunah. Kama batei ashirei oilo. How many houses of Ashire, rich, wealthy people, Nevdu al Zois, were destroyed because of this? Kama momin, kama oitzris, how many treasures, how much money was lost? Yardal etimoim bavor zeh avera, zuchamura sheba averis bekol ha-toira kula. The worst of all crimes. The Chavetz Chaim was at the great Asifa in Petersburg. And the Chavetz Chaim at night, he needed paper to write with. So he went, he was looking, the stores were closed already. So he went to the Rishab, the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe. Rishab was a wealthy man, the Lubavitcher community. There was a, and he asked him for paper, and he took out a paper. Rebbe Shah stationery, Chashev stationery. He gave him the paper. The Chavetz Chaim took out 2 kopecks to pay the Rebbe. The Rebbe left. He doesn't need the kopecks of the Rav from Radin. He doesn't need his... So he said to him, no, and he made him take the money. So afterward, one of the Shamashim of the Chavetz Chaim came to the Chavetz Chaim and he said to Rebbe, you don't understand, by the Rishab, 2 kopecks is nishgelt. You don't understand, by the Rishab, it's not money bechlal. He was a Rebbe, he was a Rebbe person, he didn't have money. So the Chavetz Chaim said, no, do for station, you don't understand me. By me, 2 kopecks is also not money. It's also not money by me. But if there's a Shiloh of Gezel, if there's a Shiloh of Gezel, 2 kopecks becomes millions that create, because 2 kopecks of Gezel, a penny of Gezel, can create a Malach with one blow, could knock over the entire Petersburg. What Shaykhus Gezel, the Rishab, he meant that, you know, maybe the Rishab is doing it out of Busha Avadi, even though it's not true, Chalila by a Rebbe, and does, but they have to make a light plug, Shemsoch, maybe the person is only giving the thing because he feels bad or whatever, it's a Shaykhus, a Nidnit of Gezel, and he had a certain feinkeit to Chavetz Chaim, but Rabbi said it's a different way of looking at money. 2 kopecks is not geld. But Berega, 2 kopecks becomes a Shiloh of Gezel, so then it becomes millions and billions and billions that can create a Malach that can overturn Petersburg with one blow. Different way of looking at the money. It's a little bit of a different way. The last one, Lesachmaid, Lesisave, Lesachmaid, Lesisave. So this Lemaisa, also, unfortunately, we don't have time to be Mayrich over here, but Lesachmaid, Chavetz Chaim's a blick. He looked at things. Lesachmaid, Lesisave. I'm going to just be Messiah with this. Shulchan Aruch brings it down also over here in Chesh Mishman, Shinun Tes. But the Rambam over here in Gezel Vaveda Perik Aleph, he writes like this, Kol HaChemed Avdoi, somebody has a chemda of an Eved of somebody else as an Eved. A base of a Kelov, or a Chosha Chaveroi, or HSVA, all these things. So he writes like this, V'hipser boy at Shalach Chimimen. He pressures him until the friend is willing to give it. Hipser at Shalach Chimimen. Afapisha Nasim Damim Rabim, even though he gave him a lot of money, Precious, you have something. Come on, sell me this piece of real estate. Sell me. Come on, come on. He's giving him pressure. He's sending people to him. He's sending things. He's putting pressure. He's driving him a sugar, right? Or he's bothering his shver for something, right? You think I'm joking? That's the example of the Chavetz Chaim, right? He's telling his shver. Come on, you know, say that. Come on, come on. He's pressuring his parents. He's pressuring his shver. He's pressuring. Okay, okay, all right. But say if he gives it, right? And he's willing to pay. Then he goes on. But we know that another aver, leisis aver. Leisis ave, don't have a taiva for your friends. What's that? Kol lamis ave beis ayishtoy v'keil shechaver v'kol yaitze v'shad varim. Right? V'chasha b'liba yeyach yikne dover zeh. V'nifta liba b'dover. And he starts thinking of ways to get it. He's over on this avera. Okay? So he writes like this. Halamadata. You see from here. Hamis ave, if you want your friend's item, you're already over on lav echad. Hakoyne b'y. You know, you work hard to buy it. Behefzer, shehefzer, you pressured somebody to sell you this item, this piece of karka, this real estate. So now you're over on the lav sheni. And then if you do that, if that doesn't work and you go to gazel, you'll be over. The Rambam writes words over here. You know what the Rambam says? He says, you know what? You don't get malchus on this avera. You know why? Because it's a lav shein by maisa. And you know, and then he writes, it's mamish min erbe tistira. Ain't like an alav zeh because it's a lav shein b'maisa. By the way, you're ain't over acha oisa maisa. You're only over once you do a maisa of taking it. So you can't read the Rambam. He starts out, he says, you know why you don't get malchus for leisachmeid? Because there's no maisa. A second later he writes, by the way, you're only over on leisachmeid if you actually buy it from the person. Meaning, leisachmeid is when you think, how am I going to get it? What am I going to do? Who am I going to send to him to get him to sell me that karka, that piece of real estate? Right? How am I going to get my shver to give me this and this and this, right? And that's leisachmeid. But leisachmeid is the next level. I work so hard, and I actually get him to finally sell it to me, and I actually pay money, but he sells it to me, now you're over on leisachmeid. You're pressuring a person. But so you're doing a baisa. So Stiple said a tremendous thing here. It's Pashup Shah. It's Mamish Pashup Shah. I didn't see Stiple's looking today. The island doesn't have one yet. But Stiple says a tremendous thing. He says, no. He says, a person one time wants to ask somebody to sell him real estate. Fine. You could be a mensch one time. Well, normal. You know, whatever's normal. Once he starts seeing this guy's not selling it and he starts thinking of ways and ways and ways to do it, then he's over on Leis Ave. You're being over on, that's in the leif. Leis Achmeid is that I want it so bad that I'm willing to actually do my sin, to actually poil my chemda. I go to the person, I force him to sell it to me, but so if he actually sells it to me, so what are you over on? You're not over on the actual hand-to-hand, that, you know, you gave him the money and he gave you the item, that you took the item through money. No. What you're over on is that you so much want it that you're willing to mach the guy meshigah, so you're over on the chemdas halev. In other words, it's a chemdas alev. It's a gilui of my chemdas alev. It's an expression of my chemdas alev. But what I'm being over on is my chemdas alev. So you're being over on what's going on in your heart. One is I'm in my heart, I'm thinking, how am I going to get it from him? The second is I so much want it that I make the guy meshugah, that I make him sell something that he doesn't want to sell. So then you're over belave on my sachman. It's a lav shein by myself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yatzi leinu from such averes, and we should all be zoicha. We had chizuk in the aseres hadibur. We have a Shabbat Shalom. Amen v'yirach.